A yogi is greater than ascetic, greater than empiricist, greater than a fruitive worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances be a yogi. When we speak of yoga, we refer to linking our consciousness with the Supreme Absolute Truth. Such a process is named differently by various practitioners in terms of particular method adopted. When the linking process is predominantly in fruitive activities, it is called karma yoga. When it is predominantly empirical, it is called jnana yoga. When it is predominantly in a devotional relationship with the Supreme Lord, it is called bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness is the ultimate perfection of all yoga, as will be explained in the next verse. The Lord has confirmed herein the superiority of yoga, but he has not mentioned that it is better than bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is full spiritual knowledge, and therefore nothing can excel it. Asceticism without self-knowledge is imperfect. Empiric knowledge without surrender to the Supreme Lord is also imperfect. The fruitive work without Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. Therefore, the most highly praised form of yoga perfection, performance mentioned here is bhakti yoga. This is still more clearly explained in the next verse. So next verse, what is he saying? Next verse, anybody know? Next verse is saying, this is text 46 verse. Next is 47. What is the chapter name? Anybody? Jnana yoga. Dhyana yoga. Sorry. Dhyana. Name. Meditation. So next verse is saying, Krishna, yoginam upi sarvesham. Sarvesham means among all the yogis. Yogi Amasana. Madgatena antaratmana. Madgatena antaratmana. Suddhavan bhajate jomam same yukta tamo mataha. It means, of all the yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself. This is most confidential knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying in which chapter? Always think of me, surrender to me. Chapter 18, verse number 66 is Sarvadharman Pohitra, 65. Huh? Manmana bhava madbhakto madda jimam namaskuru. Yeah? 65. Manmana bhava madbhakto. Always think of. How do you think of? You are always seeing the deity. You can think. Think. Krishna's beautiful eyes, Krishna's color, Krishna's beautiful. A form, effulgence, beautiful smile, his hair, his dress. He says you can think of Krishna, what he does. Thinks of me within himself and render transcendental loving service unto me. He is the most intimately united with me. In the material world, there is relation. But bhakti means intimate relation. Intimate. Unless there is intimate relation, he cannot stick to it. He renders service and Krishna is conscious. So if you render service, Krishna said, Je jathamam prapadyante tantataiva bhajamaham. If we render service with love and devotion, we attract Krishna's. Krishna always thinks, how can I bestow mercy on him? That outsider cannot understand. This is a personal relationship. Krishna is a person. We are person. We have got our liking. Krishna has got his liking. What Krishna likes, if we please him, our attitude, devotee means always thinking how to please Krishna. That is the perfection. Sanshiddhi haritosam. Loving service at me. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga. There are two words. One is called yoga, one is called vyoga. Most of the people outside Krishna consciousness, they are not connected with Krishna. But devotees, either seeing, chanting, hearing, taking prasad, some or other always connected with Krishna. Krishna said to Narada Muni, but he said, Jatra mad bhakta gayanti, where my devotees are glorifying my name, my form, my beauty, my pastime, he is definitely there. That is the temple. That is the dham. Serving him. So here there is a comparison. The bhakti yoga and other yoga. Yoga means to link up. Here I said, when we speak of yoga, we refer to linking our consciousness with the supreme absolute truth. Krishna said, Matta paratarat nannat kinchis osti dhananjaya. There is nothing superior to me. Sarvasya chaham hiti sannivishto. Aham sarvasya prahava matta sarvam pravattate. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra is saying, nature of absolute truth, from which everything is emanating. He is the source of everything. Krishna is telling, I am the source of everything. Anybody can tell? Nobody can tell. Everything is coming. No. Krishna told, and scripture says, this is the nature of the absolute truth. So such a process is named differently by various practitioners. There are various types of yoga system. Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Dhyana yoga, Raja yoga, Hatha yoga, so many. But these are described as a more or less different step culminating in bhakti yoga. Culminating in bhakti yoga. How Prabhupada here explains? Other yoga, there is some imperfection. There is some in that. There he's saying. There, asceticism without self-knowledge is imperfect. Whereas, he's saying, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajitaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Gyananca Jadahitukam. If we render devotional service to Vasudeva, Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, who will tell? Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakka, Dasya, Atmanivedanam. There are 64 items of Bhakti Yoga. These 9 is their chief. Prime item. And you can know whether you are advancing or not towards God. How? Because Krishna, God and His name, His form, His beauty, His dham, His seva are non-different from Him. And non-different from Him. So, when you develop attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, hearing Harikatha, do you like? That means you are developing it. Do you like to glorify Krishna spontaneously? That is very good. Like attachment to chanting of the holy name? That means you have some bhakti developed, you advance, make some advancement in bhakti. It is dham you are attached? Yes. You like association of devotees? Yeah, you are making advance. You are making advance. Other things, lacking all these things. Empiric knowledge without surrender. Bhakti starts with surrender. Where there is God, and we know He is absolute, complete, and we are His part and parcel. He is saying, anybody can tell the verse. Mamai vamsa jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Everybody is the part and parcel of the Absolute Truth, Krishna. So, what a part and parcel should do is duty, is to render service to the whole Krishna. But others are not doing. Arujya krichyana param padam tada patanti adha. If somebody is not serving God, Krishna, then how much he make progress? He falls down. You see, there are many in India, not personalists. They are, say, we are also spiritualists. But what they are doing? They are doing service, they say, Manav Seva is Bhagavan Seva, is it? Narayan Seva. Then you develop attachment. And then you come back here. You make hospital, they make hospitals, they make school, colleges, giving up spiritual activity, so they come back again. Patanti adha. If they even go to Brahmajyoti again. Why? Anadrita jusmat. Anadrita. They neglected rendering devotional service to the Lord. Because they don't know who is Lord. They don't know. But the devotees know. Devotee knows, Lord has got a form, He has got a name, He has got a dham, what He does, He has got rasa, special relation with the devotees, different devotees, and there is a loving exchange, which is very sweet. It is very sweet. It's called bhakti rasamrita sindhu. That is ocean of the nectar. That they cannot release. They simply think we are releasing. If there is a the honey in the bottle, somebody licked the bottle. Can he taste the honey? Can he taste? No. Though it looks like he is tasting. But the devotee, he opened the jar and said, put the finger. Now, collect some. Put in your tongue. You can release. Huh? Yes or no? That is devotional service. Krishna says, Manmana Bhava, how you think of Krishna unless you know how Krishna look like? Beautiful, dark color cloud. His eyes are lotus, like a lotuses. He is so exquisitely beautiful that even Kandarpa, millions of Kandarpa's beauty put together. Krishna's beauty delight the beauty of millions of curious beauty put together. Kandarpa koti kamanya vishesha shobham. That is Govinda. He has got divine name. So the devotee say, Govinda madhipurusham tamaham bhajami. They don't know what is bhajami. The word bhajami, bhaj, means serve. They cannot serve. That they don't know who is God. They don't know. But God is a person, we know. So to person is jealous. For the bhaj, the word seva, come the word bhakta. Bhaj that is ta pratyaya, come bhakta. And what is bhakta's function? This thing, bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan, they are nitya, eternal. Other things are not eternal. That means we belong to the spiritual world. We are here, given a chance to practice Krishna consciousness. So that when you become perfect in our devotional service, back to Godhead. But others are imperfect. They are attached to their karma. Result, devotee is not attached. What devotee wants? Devotee does not want anything of this material world. Even Christ, even Muhammad, everybody is saying, we don't belong to this world. Don't make a permanent urgent arrangement to live here happily. This place is dukkhalayam asatsatam. This is full of misery. Who can tell? I am all the time happy here. Raise hand. Nobody raise hand. What does it mean? You know, this is place of misery. How much you laugh, dance. I am a disco dancer. But you are not happy when your friend has gone, your girlfriend gone, boyfriend gone. You are miserable. Though in the advertisement, in the newspaper and television, you look very happy. But outside that everybody knows, when you have no money, they don't pay you, you are miserable. But the devotee is always happy. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakangsati samasarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labate param. Devotees are always happy by chanting Hare Krishna. If he is not happy, how can he chant? Everybody, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
One who has not purity, he won't say, watch out, who is not chanting Hare Krishna? He is wasting his life! My God! Please, everybody, Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna! Hare Hare!
Hare
Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama
Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
It says, Anandam Budhivardhanam. I may go and see this kulfi. There is a bhelpuri. Come on. But after some time, maybe very lot of chili. Not always happy. Not you can enjoy. Inside cinema house, seeing girlfriend, boyfriend, so many glittering things, you may be happy. Outside, the moment you come, you face the reality. You are miserable and morose. Money is not there in the pocket. What to do? But the devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Anandam Budhivardhana. They have unlimited happiness. They go on increasing, increasing. Today is this. After a few days, there may be some festival, there is Rath Yatra, there is chanting, dancing. After that, you are exhausted. Ready, nice prasadam, halwa, kachori, puri, samosa, chaat, pakora. Who doesn't like? Tell me. You go outside, maybe disease, you go and see doctor, give belief. You take prasad, come here, no disease, simply happy. Simply happy. Jang labdha chaparang labhang mannate nadikang tata. You come to that stage, always in touch with Krishna. Then you think that you have the highest. You cannot get anything higher than this. Even you face the greatest danger, you never become very restless, bewildered. No. Because he knows that Krishna will protect you. Avasya rakhibe Krishna. Krishna will definitely protect me. Vishwas one, he has got firm faith. Because from his experience, he knows. The little boy, Prahlad Maharaj, he is telling his father. The father says, where you get? What is the source of energy? Who is giving protection? Even except Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, everybody is scared of Hiranyakashipu. Even the great personality sages, serving him. And this little boy, because he have got Krishna Bhakti, because he knows, he has got complete faith, the Lord will give him protection. This is Bhakti. That is why it is said, Bhajahure mana sinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. You worship Bhaja Hurevana. Bhaja means bhakta. Bhakta and bhakti. Bhakti means bhaja. Serving. But other worshipping, puja, this, that, you can do the other demigods. But bhaja is something divine. It's service. Service means you are subordinate to God. So you must surrender to God. Sarvadharman parityajya. Somebody may serve or may not serve. His father, his mother, his wife, his husband, his society, but supreme being, you are part and parcel that is eternal God. You have to serve, you got to serve. Even to the government is giving you so many things, you have to pay tax. And Krishna is giving you light, Krishna is giving you heat, Krishna is giving you water, unlimited. Yeah. You cannot breathe for some time and you will die. And you are not doing service. No? So one who is not rendering service, he is called Pashandi, has no faith in the Lord. They are atheists. The Mayavadis are more or less like this. They are like this. No, he has no eyes, he has no form, he has no hand, he has no leg, he can't hear, nothing. So here we should be very careful knowing what is what. Culmination of yoga is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is very nice, wonderful. You cannot see the Lord. Okay, Lord comes to you in a different form, through which you can, at least that form, you can at least see, just here. Gaurnitai, Radha Rajbihari, Sita Ram, Lakhan Hanuman. You go on serving, one day Lord can talk to you. He can answer your question. But one will look at this form as a stone, as a wood, he will always see stone and wood. That is why he said, Jasya Deve Para Bhakti. One who has got implicit faith in the words of Krishna, in the words of Krishna, in scripture. And the same implicit faith in the words of the Sadguru, everything is revealed to him. Otherwise, he said, Ihajyasya Haredasya. If you have conviction, I am the servant of God and nobody. Karmana manasagira, with your body, mind and words, for the pleasure of Krishna, not for the pleasure of yourself, your tongue, your eyes, your ear, then we cannot know God. God, he is saying, Krishna is saying, Naham Prakasa Sarvasya. He reserved the right to reveal or not. So, if you surrender to him, then being pleased, Nayamatta Prabhachanena Labha, Na Medha, Na Bhuna Sute. There he is saying, how much you endeavor. Because professor may read Bhagavad Gita and tell, but he cannot realize. Unless and until he renders service to Krishna. So Brahma, who is the greatest living entity of this creation? He, after realizing the Lord, what he said? He said that Vedeshu Sudurlava, Adurlavam Matma Bhakto. How much knowledge you may have of the scripture, you cannot understand God. But if you render devotional service starts with the tongue. Shevan mukhe, if you have got a service attitude, shevan mukh. Everybody is vishayan mukh. Everybody wants to enjoy, either gross way or subtle way. Who is not trying to enjoy? Raise hand. Everybody is mad after sense enjoy. Whole world, from ant to topmost living entity. Save and accept the devotee. Bhukti-kami, mukti-kami, siddhi-kami, sakali asante. Everybody is, that is why restless, have no peace, anxiety. But devotee has no desire. Save and accept. He is not a wood or stone. He has desire, but no material desire. What desire? Mama janmani janmani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining. Mama janmani janmani. I don't want liberation from birth, death, old age, disease, devotee says. I simply want to serve you with love and devotion. Life after life. Because in this life, you render devotional service. When you go back to the spiritual world, there also. Nanda Baba in the spiritual world rendering service to Krishna, loving Krishna. Mother Yashoda is loving Krishna, serving Krishna. Father, mother, serves kid. His friends, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, in the spiritual Goloka Vrindavan, they are serving Krishna. How to please Krishna? Always thinking how to please Krishna. Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, they are always thinking how to serve Krishna. The cows, Ganga, Jamuna, Shamali, Dhavali, Kasturika, always thinking how to serve Krishna. Let Krishna milk me and drink that milk. But they are serving Krishna. Krishna is also serving them. Krishna decorated them. Nice pearl. The cows are decorated by Krishna with nice pearl necklace. Krishna personally, each cow called them by their name by playing flute. All this description is given just so that we are attracted. At present, we are attracted by the glitter of the material creation. When you will be attracted by that, gradually you will become Krishna conscious. For this purpose, Krishna enact wonderful pastime. The others, karma yogi, there is. That means he has a little attachment to the fruit of his labor. That again bring him back. But he gives back nishkam, then gradually he comes. He starts yoga and gradually comes towards bhakti yoga. Gradually. There it all these things say. So, we have to read this thing very carefully, know how we can ultimately come to bhakti yoga. Because one is rendering bhakti yoga, he surpasses karma yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga, hatha yoga, everything. It is just like a top of the ladder. That is why Krishna said, Yoginam visarvesham madgatina antaratmanam suddhavan bhajate jumam same yuktatamo mato. Most intimately, bhakti yoga is connected with Krishna. There is a very sweet relationship, either as a servant. God as my master, I am his servant. I love serving him. And he relishes by serving. Because Krishna also reciprocates. There is other relationship. Maybe friend. Any of us could be friend. Everybody likes friend association. Try to get there. Want to get Lord as his friend. Krishna has got wonderful pastime. He every day goes to tend the cows in different forests of Braj with his friends, play with them, enjoy fruits, flowers, killing demon, give them joy. Krishna, when he exhausted, he lies down, placing his head on some friend's thigh, leg. Some other friends take care of him, massaging him, somebody fanning him, somebody among themselves competition, who can give more pleasure, who can make Krishna more happy, and maybe make the palm leaf wet in the Jamuna water, so that Krishna feel cool breeze. Every cowherd boy is Krishna's friend. They bring midday some food. Their mother, every mother knows what his son likes, so they make packet, and they carry the packet, and they sit down where there is a green grasses on the bank of Jamuna. Krishna let loose all the cows. He has 9,30,000 cows, different 108 types, different color. Let them loose so that they can take fresh green grasses, enjoy. They are great sages, used to be. And then Krishna sit down with his friends, like a hull of a lotus. That place is still there. This is not story. Bhajan stoli, Bhajan stoli. Krishna Balaram sit down in the middle, like the hull of a lotus, and they are being circled by these friends, like a petal of a lotus. And each of them take out their packet of food given by their mother midday, open, and they taste each other's food and exchange. They like it, somebody says, "Oh Krishna, please try." They like to give their best. There is no question that his remnant is giving, because it's a loving exchange. It's like friend. There they don't think Krishna is God. They think Krishna is equal. They play with Krishna. When somebody is, some group is beaten. Yes. Beaten. Then there is some agreement. The party will... Suppose Krishna's group is beaten and other group has won in the game. Then they have to, Krishna has to carry his friend. And Krishna doesn't mind. They love it. If we are attracted by all this, Krishna's pastime, that is the purpose. At present we think, we make a permanent arrangement here so that we can be happy with our friends, with our near and dear ones, family members. Which is it says, Durasaya je bohiratta maina. This is durasa. You will never be satisfied. Never was anybody satisfied. Now even nobody is satisfied, neither in the future. Because they don't know, they are missing the point. They don't know what is their interest. Interest is saying, Nate vidu sartha gatingi Vishnu. Nate vidu. They don't know. Their real interest is pleasing Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. Sangsiddhi haritosanam. Why? How? Simply you chant and dance. Please say everybody, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Everybody, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare
Rama.
Rama
Rama. Hare
Hare.
It is just a prayer to Krishna. Means, oh Krishna's energy, internal energy. Oh Krishna, the supreme pleasure. Embodiment of supreme pleasure. Oh Rama, please engage me. Engage me in what? Engage me in your loving service. Engage me in your loving service. Now we are doing it, trying to find pleasure in serving our near and dear ones, family member, society, community, country, humanity. Nobody is satisfied. Simply fighting like dogs and misunderstanding. Example is United Nations. There is not union. There is also disunity and barking like dogs. Who are doing, I don't have to tell. Every day open the newspaper. So many people died. Earthquake, accident, tsunami, and not getting enough relief. Terrorist attack. Any good news? Any good news? Any attack? No good news. That is why it says, Dukkha Alayam. It is just simply an attempt. This great sage is saying, you have greases. In the, for smooth movement of the ball bearing of a machine or a car. But if you take the grease and take a dog's tail to straighten it, like in it will always be tera, kabhi nahi sidha hoga. Sach ki nahi, kabhi sidha hota nahi. 1 second sidha, phir tera ho jata. Every time you are trying, you are trying to make it straight. So everybody is trying to adjust in the material existence, trying to be happy, to counter all the odds of material nature, all end in failure. That is what he is saying. Durasha, durasha. That is why other yoga system you may do, but it is imperfect. And just a step, do bhakti yoga, that is perfection. How? Sansiddhi Harito Swami. Simply try to please Krishna. To please Krishna. It's very simple. You chant Krishna's name, give up sinful activity, association with the devotees, take Krishna's prasad, and hear Krishna's name from beauty pastime. Possible stay in a temple of Krishna, or Krishna's dham, Krishna's pastime places. It's very simple. Take prasad, give other prasad. Who doesn't like to eat some nice palatable dishes? Raise hand. Nobody raises hand. Everybody likes to eat. So, very nice. But give some food which is prasad. Then you won't have problem. Even if you eat more prasad, you won't usually get sick. Because prasad means that which Lord gives, being very pleased. Mercy of the Lord. Kali Yuga, nobody wants to read Bhagavad Gita, not everybody. Not everybody wants to come to the temple. But everybody likes to eat. The Lord's come as a Jagabandhu. He is a friend of everybody. Whole day he is eating almost. He is Jagannath. Varieties of Chappanna Bhog. And you take prasad and eat it, you become Krishna. Who will give you such opportunity? God is so kind. But you are such a rascal and fool. Still you are stubborn, you don't come. But still there is hope. This is bhakti yoga. Simply eat prasad, you will become purified. Then you come to Krishna. But unfortunately there are some people, avajananti mamura. Those are fools. Those are Naradama, lowest of mankind. Those knowledge is taken away by Maya, Avidya, material knowledge. they don't come, they don't surrender. Unfortunately. Manda sumandamata, mandabhagga. They are mandabhagga. You know mandabhagga? Most unfortunate. Upadrita, they are always in distress. Tsunami. Huh? Earthquake. Pakistan. Lakhs of people. Buried alive. Still don't chant. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Everybody! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! One of the greatest personality and devotee in this guise, Shankaracharya, who is considered Lord Shiva, is saying, before he leaves his body, last, his final instruction, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja muramate. All your mati, you may think you are intelligent, you are very wise, you are PhD, MSc. After death, what is happening to you, you don't know. You are a fool. Better still, there is time. Chant the name of Govinda. Take the prasad of Govinda. Go to the temple of Govinda. Associate with the devotees of Govinda, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari. Your life, free from anxieties and worries. You every day become blissful and happy. Who won't want to be happy? Unless he's a nutcase. He's a nut. Nitwit. He's a buddhu head. He has only cow dung on his head. But he has got some brain substance. Prai sankirtane jaggai jajante hi sumedhasa. When he's a sumedha, he's always, everybody, let us see, who is sumedha, who is dull-headed. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Instead of talking all nonsense, like the fox, you know the fox, medhak, he is making sound when he sees in the rainy season. Quack, quack. What is the result? Snake coming, death personified, he is calling. So exactly like that, it is said, one who is not chanting Krishna's name, unnecessarily talking some nonsense, Krishna katha, he is simply approaching death. He does not know when, any moment. Does not matter, he is a scientist, prime minister, big, supremo. In material field, how great a person is, as long as he is not become a bhakta of Govinda, Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari. All his qualities useless, a bekar, buddhu. In material estimation, how big the personality is. Jashasti bhakti, bhagavati akinchana. Sarvai gunai tatra samasate isura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Manoratena dhavato bahi. If we discuss this sloka, one who is in mental speculation, he will never be happy. Unless one has got all wonderful qualities of a demigod, that is devotee. Simply material qualities. How great this person is. He does not know his future is dark. He does not know what is going to become after death. What is the difference between him and a other than human being, living entity? At least we can say that after death, we are happy now. After death, we will also be happy. You have got eternal life. They don't know what next. They don't know. We don't want to say what next to them. Andhaṁ tamāḥ pravishanti, in scripture is saying. they are going to andha, darkness. There will be no avidya. That means maybe animal, this, that. No, not a stone, not a tree. You don't think. But devotee, no. You got eternal life. You'll go back to God. Here's some hope. They don't have hope. You ask them, what next? Your life? I think, I suppose. They don't know. People say, they don't know. What is the animal thing? Animal also like that. So what is the divine? Antar kya hai? Poshu ko saath. Isliye Rishabdev Bhagavan kaha. Saiva gokhara. They are all like cow and ass. Simply working hard. They may eat four chapati. Or maybe 250 gram rice. You are working so hard for them. Elephant and others, they are not working hard. They are getting their food. Why are you ready? He is saying you are advanced. Is this advancement? That is why he is saying, Swayabha Gokhara. They are all like ass, cow, animal. This is the strong word, but I am not saying. The scripture says, liberated soul says. People are not liberated. Most of the people are in ignorance. They are thinking, I have this body. Body is temporary. The soul is eternal. We are that soul. Aham Brahmasmi. As long as there is not this, you have this conviction, you are considered no better than an ass or a cow. Anybody. So one is intelligent. Pravi Sankirtani Jaggai, always. Everybody please chant the holy name. Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama! Hare
Hare!
Thank you very much. May God bless you. You all the time chant. And yourself, see how your life become free from anxiety and tension and full of bliss. Everybody is looking for happiness. Who can tell I am always happy in all my life? Please raise hand. Nobody is happy always. Because God already said, it is a futile attempt. You can never be happy in this world. This is dukkhalayam asasatam. Only one can be happy who associate with bliss personified Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari. Thank you very much. Any comment or a question? Relevant. Otherwise, perhaps we'll have little chanting and everybody can join. Bhakti means Savanam Kirtanam. Savanam Kirtanam what? Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. So Bhagavan aapko sabko hi kartal diya, do haath diya, aap taali bajaiye. Haam jo bol raha, aap suniye, saath saath boliye. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody!
Hare Krishna,
Prem se boliye sab. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Boliye, prem se boliye sab. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. सब बोलिए प्रेम से हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे सब प्रेम से बोलिए यही प्रार्थना है भगवान हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे सब प्रेम से बोलिए हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सब प्रेम से बोलिए कृपया सब प्रेम से बोलिए हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृपया सब प्रेम से बोलिए हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे कृपया सब प्रेम से बोलिए हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे सब फिर से बोलिए हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे प्रेम से बोलिए सब Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
प्रेम से बोलिए सब.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prem se boliye.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.